Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, the Lord's appointed times which you shall proclaim as holy convocations. My appointed times are these, for 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest. A holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the appointed times of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall day of the month. At twilight is the Lord's Passover. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but the 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the seventh day is the holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land which I am going to give to you, and you gather its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits.
Shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. You shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring in from your dwelling places 2 loaves of bread as a wave offering, made of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of a fine flour, baked with leaven as first fruits to the Lord. Alone. along with the bread. You shall present 7 1-year-old male lambs without defect, and a bull of the herd, and 2 rams. They are to be a burnt offering to the Lord, with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. You shall also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs 1 year old as a sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall then wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering with 2 lambs before the Lord. They are to be holy to the Lord for the priest. On this very day you shall make a proclamation as well. You are to have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It is to be a permanent statute in all your dwelling places throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, moreover, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, nor gather the gleaning of your harvest, you to leave them for the needy. And the stranger I am, the Lord your God.
Of the month you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. Then the
to the sons of Israel, saying, on the 15th of the 7th month is the Feast of Booths, for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day is a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work. For 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have a holy convocation and present an offering by fire to the Lord. It is an assembly. You shall not do any laborious work. Of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vowed and voluntary offerings, which you give to the Lord. On exactly the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the Feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the first day and a rest on the eighth day. Now on the first day you shall take for yourselves the foliage of beautiful trees, palm branches and branches of trees with thick branches and willows of the brook. So you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a permanent statute throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall live in booths for 7 days. All the native born in Israel shall live in booths, so that your generations may know that I had the sons of Israel live in booths. When I brought them out from the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the sons of Israel the appointed times of the Lord.